Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and good spirits. And as always, we want to thank you for allowing us to share some time with you and for the fact that you're kind enough to listen to what we have to say. And we hope, as always, that we bring you information that is useful and informative. Today on the Zurian Show, we're going to talk about a subject that, again, is quite an interesting one. You know, we all like to think that we're in control of our own mind, that we make up our own decisions, that there's nobody that pulls our strings, so to speak. We all like to think, again, that we're in control. So the question today is, what is your beliefs, and is that really your belief? Yes or no? A lot of us live in a world where, you know, we think that the things that we like and we think that the actions that we take are of our own thought. You know, they're our ideas. But a lot of us don't realize that throughout life we have all types of different things that are suggested to us, things that we're guided to do, to follow, to want, to like, and a lot of it, you know, I wonder if it's really us, as in, is it really your choice, or is it just your choice from based on all of the different options that have been afforded to you, all of the things that you've been told to like, all of the things that you've been told to do in your lifetime, and the different stimuli that's been put upon you each and every day. So it's kind of like, is it really your idea? Is it really your thought? Is it really what you want, or is it just what you believe somebody else wants to do? You know, a lot of children, you know, they are programmed. I mean, all of us to a certain extent are programmed by our parents as into what we are going to do. And a lot of times it's our parents, of course, meaning us the best, of course, but it's our parents that are living vicariously through our actions. Why? Because they didn't step up. Now, mind you, our parents are our guides, they're our mentors, they're the people that, you know, gave us direction, and they usually want the best for us. But my question is that are you living your dream, or are you living somebody else's dream? Is the choice that you're making really your choice? You know, I mean, look at the problem that we have in most places with gangs and things like that. You know, children, and in some cases adults, don't feel as though they truly belong. They feel as though, you know, they need that association. And you also have the fact that, you know, everybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel as though they're a part of something, some big thing. I mean, look at all of the fraternities and what some people go through just to be a member of a particular fraternity. Now, a lot of people say that for those fraternities and sororities, they're doing it because from that they're going to create a network of people that's going to help them out in life, you know, of business professionals and connections that could help them throughout their lives. But then let's look at the police force and the military and all of those other ways, I mean, other things. You know, I was watching television the other day, looking at the TV, and I was amazed as to how many of some of the younger rappers are tattooed all over their bodies. You know, it's amazing how some young girls and some young boys, you know, nowadays and in the past, this isn't new, so I'm not picking on any particular age group or a particular generation, but how they emulate the younger people that are, you know, on television or that are singers or rappers or, you know, other professionals in a kind of an idol worship type deal. You know, you look at the television that we presently watch, and if you ever notice, if there is a particular star or a particular fashion or a particular fad that seems to be a little bit more popular than others, or a particular star that's more popular than others, if you actually start looking at some of the other some of the other TV shows or programs that are around that time frame, you'll find that some of the people that get hired for some of the newer shows, they have a lot of the characteristics of what that past show had, you know, or what that past singer or that, you know, that other very popular star or notable entity or individual has. So it's just really interesting when you think about it. I'm trying to not ramble. But my question is, you know, are we living up to our potential? Are we actually being ourselves? Are we all being just little clones of someone else? You know, are you being the best you that you can be? Are you really trying your best to be that individual? We all say that we want individuality, but in actuality, it seems as though we want to be somebody else. We're not truly being ourselves. You know, my question is, be honest with yourself. Because if not, maybe it's time or take some careful reflection. And I'm talking about all of us. So, how can you really exceed your potential? Because we all want to be individuals, but again, if most of us are clones of other people, then we're not really living our potential. So let's talk about, you know, are you exceeding your potential? Are you doing the things that you need to do to become the person that you were meant to be and not, you know, basically consciously or unconsciously following in the perceived footsteps of somebody else or your favorite character? You know, I did a show not too long ago on character, and the question in the show was, do you have character or are you a character? Character is a very strong thing, and a lot of people don't really have character. They're more like characters, and that's the same thing with if you're not really truly being you. You know, in life, you want to achieve certain goals. You know, you want to have teamwork. You know, you want to have success. You know, you want to have a certain amount of leadership. You know, you want to bring in things in your life that are going to help you to become the person that you need to become. You want to have fortitude and persistence and the willpower to do the things that you need to do. But you also need to understand that, again, there's things that you need to do. So in life, don't just plod along. Have a vision. Visualize what you want and how to achieve it. In order to formulate this, you have to consider, where are you now? Where do you want to be? How can you get there? So from these things, you want to figure out what's your goal. Again, you have to visualize, you know, what you want. How will you achieve it? And in order for you to formulate this, you have to consider, where are you now? Where do you want to be, and how can you get there? You need to formulate a specific plan to get you where you want to be. Review and keep reviewing your position to make sure that you're truly being you. And then you need to, and your surroundings as you move forward into your life. You know, understand that there's going to be competitors, there's going to be competition, you're going to deal with the social problems and social trends, etc. Take these internal and external factors into consideration and into account, and consider how they will always present opportunities and threats to you, and develop a plan to exploit the opportunities and eliminate the threats. And the threats are the things that, again, aren't going to serve you as you go through life, as you reach for your goals, as you try to obtain these different levels of success and also try to find yourself. You need to establish objectives, and you need to keep reviewing those objectives to make sure that you're on the same course. I said once before that in life sometimes you have to, you know, you have to have a compass. First off, you have to have a goal, a direction in which you want to go in. And then sometimes, or not sometimes, you also need to make sure that you have a good and reliable compass. And that compass needs to also be able to point true north so that you can use that and as to help you as you move through your life to obtain and to reach your particular goals. Because if you've got a bum compass, you're not going to go in the direction that you need to go. Your course is always going to be off. And as everybody knows, if your compass is off, then each time that you take a step, you're slightly taking a step off course, further and further off course. The other thing is you need to check that compass out. You need to occasionally look at that compass and also check your map. You need to check your roadmap to where you're going as you shoot your azimuth, you know, to make sure that you're still on the right course, and you need to look up. You can't keep staring at that compass and not looking where you're going. You have to be able to simultaneously not only concentrate on the compass, but at each step, shoot your azimuth and shoot your trajectory out and find your little markers so that you can see that you're getting where you need to get. But don't lose track of your ultimate goal. Don't lose track of your ultimate setting as you go to move forward. So you have to review, you know, your objectives, and you have to review your goal. Same thing was if you have, like, a business plan. You have to look at that business plan and make sure that you're on track, because if you're not keeping score, what's going to happen is you're going to either reach your mark and not realize you reached it, or you're going to miss a vital point where you can make a turn. Now understand, if you do miss that point, that's okay as long as you get yourself back on track. And there are going to be times that you are off course. You have to be proactive. And you have to seek out opportunities. Seek out opportunities and activities that are going to serve you. So keep yourself up to date on what's happening, not only in your life, but also in your industry, in your world. Don't get so myopic in your views or your goals that you basically miss the boat. So trends and fads, they are important, and you need to be aware of them. However, understand that they are trends and fads. They come and they go, and they'll come around again. Also, keep reviewing your competition, because you're not in this world alone. There's always somebody else that's looking to get to the same place as you, and most of the time, they're not looking to help you. Now, if you can create an alliance of individuals with similar goals, then all of you can win. But remember, too, that a lot of times you've got a lot of people based on your associations that are not, are not of the mind of a win-win mindset. You should be of a win-win mindset, but also be conscious that not everybody else is. So you need to keep up to date with what's going on, like I said, in your industry or in your world, and also review your competitors' actions. Do something new on a regular basis. Be innovative. Think outside the box. And remember that you need to differentiate yourself. You truly need to differentiate yourself from others and from your competitors or the other people around you. Or if you've already established yourself, then you need to make sure that you're different, and that difference is just you being you. Not you necessarily getting a piercing or getting a tattoo or smoking or doing drugs or hanging out with a particular type of person. Get what you need to get on your own merits, and don't try to be what we would call a leech or a parasite off of someone else. Again, you can have a beneficial relationship with somebody and not be a parasite. Be passionate about what you do and enjoy what you do. This will also increase your motivation to work hard and drive up your creative energies for the great ideas that are going to come. Consider it this way. What do you enjoy doing? What's the thing that makes you happy? Because that's the thing that could also lead to you having a more fulfilled life. What are you good at? Not necessarily what somebody else tells you you're good at, but what are you actually good at? You know, however, I'm not saying dismiss what other people tell you that you're good at. They may have a valid point. So you need to also consider that, but be real. See things as they are, not as you want them to be, and understand that this is your life. If somebody gives you some suggestions and things of that nature, listen, and listen with an open mind, and understand that, you know, if this is a person that has your best interest at heart, maybe you ought to consider what they're saying a little bit more seriously than you would somebody that doesn't. Don't accept somebody's suggestion just because you want them to like you. It should be a mutual thing. The person that you want to like you also should like you, and you should also like yourself. You can't love anybody else until you can love yourself. So don't try to flip the script. It never works. Aim to do more of what you like and less of what you don't like. That seems like it makes a lot of sense. However, there's a lot of people that do a lot of things that they don't like and do a lot of things, you know, that they don't like for all the wrong reasons, because they want to be part of a particular peer group, because they want to be accepted, you know, by others, things along those that nature. Those things are not going to serve you, and they're going to get you in a lot of trouble. Be happy and have a positive mindset. That means when you wake up in the morning, you should have a smile on your face, and you should mean it. When you go to bed at night, you should have a smile on your face, and you should mean it. You should look forward to the day, to today, and to tomorrow. But mainly, you need to take advantage of every second that you have today, because every second that you take advantage of today, you're going to do things that are going to strategically position you, if you've got an open mind and you're thinking proactive, to the next great thing for your life. And I mean, you know, if you live a life where that's your focus, you doing the very best you can and you being the very best you can for you, not for anybody else, your life is going to be an amazing life. Your ability to do more than most people will ever do in their lives will become amazing. It'll just become a part of your life. So a positive mindset is something that you need to take, and you need to follow that up with regular and positive action. You know, they say that success breeds more success. The same principle works here. If you have a positive mindset and you continually do that and you practice it and you make it a habit, you're going to have a positive life. So instead of looking for happiness or for a reason, look for a reason to be happy. And the reason to be happy is that you're here now, that you're given this opportunity to grow, to develop, to mature, and to be the person that you need to be. Don't wrap yourself up around people that don't have your best interest at heart, that don't care. Most people don't care about you. And if you were to think about it, really, if you knew how much most people didn't care, you would stop caring about what people think. Again, we live in a world where if we have harmony, we're going to have a better world for all of us. But you need to also understand that there are a lot of people out there that are very myopic in their thinking. And their favorite radio station that they listen to every day is WIIFM. And that radio station is What's In It For Me. If that person's mindset is on IIFM, if their mindset is on What's In It For Me, there is nowhere in there where you come in. There is nowhere in there where others come in. Their only thoughts and their only belief factor is based on things that are going to help them or benefit them. They are not looking to help the world. They are only looking to help themselves. Know that they're out there and then act accordingly. Broaden your horizons. There are so many things that you are capable of. There are so many things that you can do and that you can contribute to in this world we live in. However, if you always stay with limited thoughts and limited thinking, you're not going to experience that. You're not going to know those things that I'm talking about, because they're not going to exist for you. Why aren't they going to exist for you? Because in your mind, you've limited your horizons. You've limited your beliefs. You've limited the possibilities of the opportunities that come to you because you either don't feel as though you rate it or you're not going to do the things to put yourself in that position. Again, your associations have a lot to do with it. Your network and your connections with like-minded people, good or bad, is going to serve you or help you. We want to find people that are of a positive like mind that are going to help you as you go through your life, that are going to help you as you do the things that you need to do so that you can grow, develop, and become the person that you need to be. Do we understand each other? I hope we do. You need to join a mastermind group. You need to think about creating your own if you don't have a mastermind group. You can Google mastermind, but mastermind is basically a group of like-minded people that are looking to achieve things, that are looking to grow, that are looking to develop. Now, you can have a negative mastermind group, and that's what most people are members of. They just don't know it. However, you need to find a positive one, which is going to help each and every person in that group to grow and develop and to get the things that they need to get. Don't be lazy. You know, don't let the intelligence and the gifts that you have dwindle with time or the business opportunities that may come in forth in front of you. Take action now and ensure that your life is one that is that blooms, that's one that grows. You know, again, read books that are going to help you. Read blogs that are going to help you. Stay away from the negative television. Stay away from the negative music. Stay away from people that are not going to serve you. Understand that if somebody wins something, you can learn about what they did and how they did it, but don't make it your obsession. Your goal in life is to constantly learn and constantly grow, is to constantly develop and to constantly take information that you've been blessed to be able to hear, see, or read, and then take that information and use it so that you can grow and develop, so that you can grow and mature, so that you can live your dream, so that one day you can get really, really wealthy and then spend the rest of your life helping other people and giving it all away. Life, for most of us, is spent working to help somebody else reach their dreams. And most of their dreams are monetary. And most people will pay you money because you're going to help them live their dreams. But understand that is a business arrangement. And it's a business arrangement based on swapping your time, your life force, for them making money. In the end, your name is not on the front door. Keep that in mind. Understand it is a fair exchange in the sense of it's the way that our economy and our culture is developed. But really what's supposed to happen is eventually you're supposed to get it. You're supposed to take that money that you've earned and saved it and start working on your dreams, your goals, and your realities. Now, you're supposed to be doing that all through your life. But as you get older, you're supposed to step up, step up, step up. I mean, come on, why do we have people from other countries that come to this country and in 5 years, 3 years, 10 years, they live a life that most of us couldn't even imagine, yet they have basically the same opportunities that we have. Yes, there may be some government programs and things like that that help them to achieve that. However, a lot of that is really choice. You know, because yes, they may have been given some little opportunities, but they didn't start out here. You did. They didn't start out speaking your language. You did. They didn't start out with a network and of people around them that they knew. You did. I did. So a lot of us need to get on the ball. A lot of us need to step up our game, and we need to start doing the things that we need to do. The greatest revenge, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not happy with a lot of things going in your life, is success. And success is available to each and every one of us if we're willing to do what's necessary to take us to that mountaintop. You know, right now, this is the month of February 2012. This is Black History Month. This month is probably the first month of Black History Month where I really haven't heard every commercial talk about it's you know, Black History Month, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. However, again, we live in a dynamic environment where there's always stimulus around us. You know, the fact that, you know, we're hit with 30,000 advertisements every day is amazing to me. The fact that we have this bountiful world with all of these different opportunities, yet we're so myopic on some of the negativity. We concentrate on so many of the things that aren't going to serve us and miss all of the things that are, to me, is amazing. So all of us need to start working on exceeding our potential. We all need to work on being and doing more than we're presently doing. We all need to get up off the couch and stop staring at the idiot box and live a life worth living. Ladies and gentlemen, carpe diem. Today is now. Take advantage of your today because it's the only day you have. Tomorrow isn't promised to not one of us. And if we don't use our lives, eventually we're going to lose our lives. If we don't take advantage of the time that is given to us, eventually that time is going to run out. So I ask you, I beg you, and I plead with you, make your life count. Do the things that you are meant to do. Live a life that you are meant to live. Reach your potential so that you can reach out and do your part and help somebody else reach theirs. The more people you help, the more you're going to grow. You can't take it with you. However, it would really be nice if you would leave it to somebody else that is also going to live a legacy, that is also going to step up to the plate, that is also going to keep that mindset of fostering good health and goodwill amongst my fellow man and woman. With that said, Blog Talk, thank you very much for listening to the Zurian Show. And for all of you people that look forward to Friday, happy Friday. But remember, every day is a gift. And you should look at every day as a gift. And the fact that it's Friday means nothing if your mind is stuck in Monday. The fact that it's Saturday means nothing if your mind is stuck in Monday. Again, you are what you want to be. If you want to be greater, then you need to live greater. You need to act greater. You need to do the things that are going to help you to live a beautiful and wonderful life. And with that said, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Today is now. Thank you for your time, your patience, and for the kindness of listening to us each and every day that we present the Zurian Show. And I thank God and you for the time that I have and the time I got to share with you today. Take care. Be well.